This is Horsepower, thoroughbred racing news from GoHorsepower.com. This weekend, last year's champion juvenile, Street Sense, made his three-year-old debut on the 2007 Kentucky Derby Trail. Cobalt Blue wires the San Felipe, Krillin dominates the Rebel Stakes, and Song of Navarone takes the Windstar Derby. On this episode, we'll recap Kentucky Derby prep races for the weekend of Saturday, March 17th and Sunday, March 18th. Saturday at Tampa Bay Downs, a new track record was set by the winner of the Tampa Bay Derby when Street Sense dueled in the stretch with Any Given Saturday for the victory and won the 1 1/16th mile event in a final time of 1:43.11. Todd Pletcher trainee Any Given Saturday was nosed into second best, and he has yet to claim a graded stakes victory. Delightful Kiss was a distant third. Trainer Carl Nafsger says Street Sense will have one more prep before the Kentucky Derby on May 5th. Last season, the son of Street Cry won 2 of 5 starts, including a 10-length victory in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. At Oaklawn, Steve Asmussen trainee Curlin came off of a 12-length maiden win to take the Grade 3 Rebel Stakes by 5 1/4 lengths. Officer Rocket finished second, and Southwest Stakes winner Teufelsberg was third. Favorite Flying First Class, trained by D. Wayne Lucas, contested for the lead in the backstretch, but finished off the board in his graded debut. The final time was 1:44 3/5. At Santa Anita, in a 5-horse race, Cobalt Blue held off Air Commander with a 2-length wire-to-wire victory in the Grade 2 San Felipe Stakes. Victor Espinoza was on the mount for Cobalt Blue's graded debut. Level Red was third. He was 6 1/4 lengths back to the rest, with Todd Pletcher trainee Grappelli finishing last. Cobalt Blue is 2 for 2 this year, and the solid win gives trainer Doug O'Neill another respectable Derby contender. Cobalt Blue is a Merv Griffin enterprise. Sunday, Victor Espinoza was in the irons to take over the Windstar Derby with Song of Navarone. The victory margin was a length over an incoming Solemn Promise. Henry Dominguez was the winning trainer for Song of Navarone, who collected no graded earnings for the race, even though the purse was $600,000. Del Roman's trainee Solemn Promise came up with second. 40 Grams led most of the way and held on for third. Bob Baffert's assistant trainer explained that Lawbreaker was scratched from the race due to concerns with muscle cramps after a Saturday workout at Sunland Park. This coming weekend on the Road to the Roses, a full field is expected for the Grade 2 Lane's End this coming Saturday. Will the once-invincible Hard Spun be back in winning form? Will Chelakee prove to be a worthy Triple Crown contender for Michael Matz? Or will Todd Pletcher dominate the weekend? A maximum of 12 horses will be allowed to race the 1 1/8 mile Lane's End. Possible contenders include Hard Spun, Chelakee, Catman Running, Joe Got Even, Approval Rating, Brainy Betty, For You Repo, Helios, Sportstown, Starbase, and 2 Todd Pletcher trainees, Bolara and Twilight Meteor. For more upcoming races, recent winners, useful links to replays and news reports, plus a discussion forum, visit GoHorsepower.com, the free online community for horse racing fans. GoHorsepower.com.